Welcome to The Intern Show.
I'm Leah Salvers.
And I'm Max Schwitzing.
The Intern Show is a podcast produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom. We aim to broadcast news by students for students.
In this special episode of The Intern Show, we spoke with graduates about their next steps. And the Student Newsroom reflects on our first year serving the community. But first, some news.
A new law in Arizona now bans encampments on public college campuses, requiring administrators to remove them and discipline students who don't comply. The bill, signed by Governor Katie Hobbs, has a bipartisan support and holds individuals financially responsible for any property damages. While state leaders say the law protects safety and free speech, some lawmakers and activists worry it will discourage peaceful protest, especially in communities with a strong history of activism.
Arizona Western College, in partnership with NAU Yuma, ASU Local, and U of A Yuma, will host the 2025 commencement this Friday, May 16th at 7 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The ceremony will honor graduates from Yuma and La Paz counties, including high school students earning associate degrees through AWC's dual credit program. Over 2,500 degrees and certificates will be awarded, and the event will be streamed live on AWC's platforms. Alexia Gill, an engineering graduate from Summerton, will serve as AWC's student speaker, joined by representatives from ASU, NAU, and U of A.
This fall, the University of Arizona is launching a new program to support student mental health through art, music, and creativity. No medication needed. Called Social Prescribing, the program offers free creative experiences like workshops and performances to help students manage anxiety, depression, and loneliness. Students can still use counseling service, but now they may also get referrals for these activities as a way to feel better and build connections.
What do you think about the new program the University of Arizona launched?
I think it's pretty neat, especially because, you know, these activities aren't just something that you do on your own. It's like something that can help you build a community with students around you, too.
Yeah, I think sort of as this conversation about mental health evolves, we've started to sort of see community as the answer. And so I think it totally makes sense for, you know, doctors or therapists to prescribe social activities to sort of help with, you know, problems students are having like loneliness or depression.
Yeah, you know, especially because even in colleges, community is basically what it's all about. Just finding the people that are like you and that give you a safe space can be a huge difference.
For sure.
This week, Arizona Western College is saying goodbye to their spring 2025 cohort. The KAWC Student Newsroom heard from graduates about their accomplishments and next steps.
What's your name?
Lisa Jones.
Where are you graduating from and with what?
From AWC with an Associates in English.
What are your next steps?
I'm transferring over to NAU to study English with a minor in philosophy.
And what is something that you'll take with you from college?
Definitely the memories and, of course, the knowledge.
My name is Kimber Wagner. I'm graduating from Arizona Western College with a AA for psychology. I am moving to California right after graduation, and I'm going to be transferring to Cal State San Marcos. I think one of the biggest things is how important in-person classes has been, and building a community at the college has made a really big difference. Having a support system for college and being able to work through the hard things for personal growth and educational growth.
Hi, my name is Christina Blanker. I am graduating from AWC with an Associate's in Biology. I plan to transfer to U of A as a vet science major to become a veterinarian. Definitely the community, creating bonds, something special that I learned here, and I will take that with me to university.
Jackie Questenberry, graduating with a theater degree. I will be pursuing my bachelor's in theater at NAU as well as a minor in communication studies. I no longer be taking away how to work with a team, how to work with people, how we need people to collaborate, and honestly, how much we need theater and how much we need art.
Eduardo Vidrio. I'm graduating from Gila Ridge and AWC with an associate's in engineering. My next steps, I was recently accepted into Columbia University, so I'm going to be transferring there and finishing off my bachelor's, hopefully, maybe pursuing a master's, but just majoring in mechanical engineering with an emphasis on robotics and mechatronics. I've definitely learned to structure myself around my classes, learn how to cope with all the stress and deal with that while still figuring out time to study. Time to go even relax, have time to go out with friends. So that's a big thing I've learned.
My name is Chloe Michelle. I'm graduating from Arizona Western College with a theater degree. So right now I'm going to work for a little bit, but I am planning on coming back to pursue an education degree.
Is there anything you want to say to your fellow graduates?
I am so proud of you. You have gone through this much just to get through that degree, and even though just to some people it's a piece of paper, it's an accomplishment to you.
Keep it going, and no matter what happens, you've got this.
Congratulations, we did it.
I offer you the best, and good luck.
Find your people. Stick with them.
Just take it easy. It's going to be stressful. It's going to get harder, but it'll all be worth it in the end. Keep pushing through it, and make sure to find some time to help yourself unwind and take every little moment and cherish it.
So what are your plans for graduation, Mac?
Yeah, so I'll be graduating from AWC with my associates in secondary education, physics, mathematics, and engineering. I've been at AWC for 2 years now, so sort of getting to see all this work I've put in come to fruition and to get to, you know, walk the line a Friday night is an honor.
I'm being honest. I think it really hasn't hit for me, you know? Like, I keep thinking, oh, graduation is this Friday, but I don't think yet I realized graduation is this Friday, you know? Like, I'm still waiting for it to hit me and be like, oh my God, graduation is this Friday.
Yeah, sort of getting to hear from all the graduates that we talked to has sort of been really heartening, sort of hearing about what their next steps are, and then also sort of like their words of encouragement that they had for fellow graduates. You know, a lot of the things I heard was sort of like, keep going, you got this, or, you know, take it easy, life isn't all about school. And yeah, it was just super inspiring to hear from sort of our cohort. My name is Max Schwitzing.
And Emilius Alvarez.
And we've been doing the intern show for like a whole school year now.
Started last summer, and now we're going to get to work this summer and through next year, hopefully.
What's one of the coolest things you've learned throughout sort of our experience doing the student newsroom?
So I think basically what I learned is the way to just be persistently curious, especially because I feel like that was the stories that came out of my curiosity that around my environment, my community, about the college, were kind of the ones that I did the best on, I would say. What about you, Mac?
I think I've just sort of learned that really interesting stories and perspectives can come from places that we wouldn't normally think of. So getting to reach out to professors and students around campus, but even people beyond the campus throughout the Yuma community, has been a really great opportunity. Like, going into the student newsroom, I was really hoping to gain a sense of like community and being able to like make an impact on sort of like Yuma and La Paz counties, and just being able to give a little bit of myself to, you know, our county. And working here at KAWC has really allowed me to do that.
Honestly, I think the best part about the job was listening to the different perspectives, especially because we tend to just look at things one way specifically for like basically our whole lifetimes. And then if we didn't listen to the people around us, our views never changed. And I think it was interesting just getting that look into other people's lives and learning what is going on just with the, not only with the community, but also just people themselves, you know, like especially with the flash interviews. That was something I really enjoyed doing because we really never knew what we were going to take it with. And I think it was just interesting listening to people's thoughts.
Yeah, and I think a lot of time when people think about reporting or news reporting, they think of like this big, serious, I'm important and I'm here to talk to you about stuff. And like, obviously that is a big part of, you know, public broadcasting. But I also do think it's really cool to be able to like get in touch with sort of like our personalities and being able to hear so many really interesting and kind of like kooky stories about people's lives. What's one of your favorite flash interviews you've done, Elias?
I would have to be biased and say that it's always the What Keeps You Up at Night, the one that led to the hairless cat flash interview. I think the one was very fun. And also because it was like my very first flash interview that I did. But I think just that little curveball question, because, you know, whenever you ask somebody, what keeps you up at night? You never really know what answer you're going to get. And I think just hearing that about hairless cats, it was pretty funny.
What keeps me up at night? Hairless cats. Definitely the thought of those. The fact that people own them and that people own them to love them. I think that's astounding. And I think, I don't know, that's crazy. That keeps me up at night, that's for sure.
What specifically about hairless cats keeps you up at night?
It just keeps me up at night because I don't understand how people actually own them and like love and care for them, and they don't see it and get freaked out by it every day because it looks like a human naked raisin.
Yeah, so I would say that is my very biased opinion on the flash interviews. What about challenges? What was something you struggled with, or well, maybe not struggled with, but that you just found challenging to work around with in the beginning?
Yeah, so this is still sort of a challenge for me. I really do love talking to people and sort of like getting to do like planned out interviews where we know we have somebody stop by the studio or I get to meet them sort of like at their place of work. But it's really hard for me to gather voices independent of that sort of status I have as a reporter. So sort of getting out of my comfort zone and talking, just pulling up to random people and going, yo, are you graduating? You are? Talk to me about you graduating, please. And it's always scary to talk to new people, but I think that is really one of the biggest things that I've taken away from sort of our whole year doing this project is our voices matter. And we have the not only the power, but like the responsibility to make sure that people's stories are told. And so if that means I need to get uncomfortable and ask hard questions, then that's what I'm going to do. Going forward, Elias, do you have any goals for this summer?
I mean, I'm super excited to see how the intern show is evolving, actually, especially with the new interns we're going to be getting this summer and then just the expansion itself of the intern show, because now we're going to be going from doing 10, 15 minutes tops on a show. We're going to be doing consistently maybe half an hour.
Yeah, it's super cool getting to sort of introduce new people. I'm sure all of you love hearing me and Elias talk on here every week. But sort of I'm really excited to get different input and also to see like how that'll change the tone of our show.
I would say we do have a pretty good rhythm going, but especially just the changing dynamics, not only of itself, of the people that we're going to be working with, but also because it's going to be shifting the dynamics that we have in the intern show. You know, it's not just going to be trusty old Mac and Elias, but we're also going to have some new coming interns that are just going to give us a new perspective, like more curiosity to find out new things and just keep learning.
Yeah, so if you, listener, are interested in joining the student newsroom over the summer, if hearing from me and Elias and sort of the folks here at KAWC about what goes into putting together a news show for the radio, applications are open. You're welcome to head over to kawc.org, check out the career section, and that has lots of information for how to apply.
In this past year, what is the thing you're most proud of from the intern show?
I'm really proud of the dedication that we've had to keep a consistent schedule. You know, obviously life gets in the way of doing stuff like this, and radio, tight deadlines. You need to have your stuff together. And so being able to sort of not only do it just by myself, but working as a team of people who hold each other up and make sure that we can get done what we need to get done has been a really great experience. And I'm super proud that we have like over 25 episodes of the intern show available for people to listen to.
I'm going to say they probably weren't very good, but I would say that what I'm most proud of is meeting those deadlines on Thursdays when my interviews fell through, where it was just like Thursday morning, 9 a.m. And I was just running around campus asking people, hey, are you interested in this topic? Or do you know about this topic? Or do you want to talk to me? Please go ahead and talk to me. Like, while it wasn't fun having to begin at 9 a.m. sometimes and then finish it by 12, I would say now I can laugh at it, but even if it was just a stressful environment back then, but I would say it's a pretty good experience to have, probably not one you would want to have. Now I can just say that was fun.
Yeah, for sure. I think we've had a great year and I'm super excited to see what's next for us over the summer.
And for all of those out there who listen to our podcast since it's first started to now and who will probably continue to listen to it, we hope. Thank you so much for just staying consistent and listening to us.
Yes, thank you so much for supporting students, supporting public broadcasting. And if you're interested in hearing more about the intern show, head over to kawc.org.
The intern show is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Send your questions or comments to studentnewsroom@kawc.org.
This show is available as a podcast or online at kawc.org under the KAWC Shows tab.
The KAWC Student Newsroom is supported by the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Since 1980, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has been a trusted philanthropic partner helping individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits work together to create a stronger community.
Our theme music is Election Time by Curtin Abel. The Flash Interview's music is Funkmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
Thank you for tuning in to
The Intern Show.